91X News.
It's plus two and a bit cloudy out there. I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X News. It appears as if the city of Belleville is still hesitant about spending all the money necessary to complete the construction of a set of lights at the intersection of Wallbridge Loyalist Road and Moira Street West. But as James Bowler reports, Quinney West Council is ready to move on this problem now.
The four-car accident at the intersection of Wallbridge Loyalist and Moira Street on Tuesday was the second major accident this fall at that intersection. Now Quinney West Councillor Paul Kite is pushing for Belleville to make a decision on the intersection traffic lights. A consultant hired by Quinney West says the construction would cost $160,000, which leaves each city to pay $80,000 each, but...
It is $80,000. My understanding is, and I don't know the reasons why, my understanding is to date they've approved $50,000.
Kite says he is looking for movement, not more meetings.
We have a plan that we've tabled on this, so that's ready to go. So I think that what it would take is, where's the money? And let's get on this, and I'm sure that our Public Works Department can oversee this, no problem, so that's not going to cause any more grief for the city of Belleville. But I expect this to be done immediately.
While Kite and the city of Quinney West are ready to move, Belleville still needs to decide if they're willing to put in the full amount to fix this issue. James Bowler, 91X News, Trenton.
The Belleville Police Services and Belleville Community Policing have announced they will have an extra set of eyes watching the downtown core. Sergeant Julie Forstall says the new volunteer response team will be armed with cell phones and can call police if anything seems wrong.
There is a training component to the volunteer response team, and as well there will be a kit that will be prepared for them to take. There will be a cell phone in as a part of that kit.
Forstall believes that the program will run long-term rather than just short-term. A teen boy from Tweed is facing charges after throwing knives at his grandmother yesterday. The grandmother called Central Hastings OPP yesterday evening from her Tweed residence. She said her grandson was out of control, throwing knives and other household items at her. Police arrived and the youth was arrested without incident. A 17-year-old Tweed youth was charged with assaults with a weapon and utter threats. He's being held for a bail hearing in Belleville Court today. Belleville police responded to two break-and-enters early yesterday morning. Around 6 a.m., police showed up at a Bridge Street residence where someone broke into a home and stole electronics. That investigation is still happening. Almost 2 hours later, police attended a Burton Street residence where a neighbor saw a suspicious person trying to open windows and doors. 24-year-old Humberto Amtunis of Belleville is charged with attempt to break and enter and breach of probation. He'll appear in court today. And finishing off, Movember Canada says over 256,000 Canadians participated in the global charity and over $36 million was raised. That charity raises funds and awareness for prostate cancer. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got sports.
Thanks, Kurt. The Loyalist women's volleyball team defended their home court with a 3-2 win against the Seneca Sting last night. This is the Lady Lancers' first five-set win of the season. 91X reporter Nicole Klinsterber has the story.
Loyalist fans packed the bleachers at home last night to cheer on both the women's and men's volleyball teams. The Lady Lancers were victorious as they hammered the Seneca Sting 3-2. Left side Shireen and Arison says a surge of energy in the second set helped them overcome their slow start.
We started out slow, but as games went on, like, we all got more into it. I know that I did. Like, I wasn't into it the first three games, but then I kind of got really pumped up.
And Arison says strong serves and consistency fueled their win.
I think our team served really well today. It was really consistent. We barely had any out or in the net, so that's what definitely got us, like, a lot of points.
The men's team hit the court afterwards, and they got stung by Seneca, losing 3 sets in a row. Both teams play at Algonquin on December 3rd. The ladies take the court at 1 p.m., and the men follow at 3. Nicole Klinsterber, 91X News, Belleville.
The Wellington Dukes have the night off before Peterborough comes to town tomorrow night. The puck drop is at 7:30. At the new Wellington and District Community Center. And the Picton Pirates are in action tonight at home versus the Port Hope Panthers. The Pirates are recovering after a 6-0 loss to Napanee on Tuesday. Game time for that is 7:30. And around the NHL tonight, the Pens face off against the Capitals and Ottawa takes on the Stars. Those are only 2 out of 8 games on tap tonight. And remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Kurt Weiss with 91x weather.
Today, mix of sun and cloud, high of plus 4. Little cloudier tonight, 60% chance of wet flurries just before morning with a low of plus 1. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of rain showers or wet flurries in the morning. That's supposed to clear up in the afternoon with the temperature going down to minus 3. Right now it's plus 2. I'm Kurt Weiss with Harrison Perkins. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.